and recently on the top floor of the Norton Sound Regional Hospital, 24 women from throughout the Norton Sound and Bering Strait region gathered to discuss dire concerns, high rates of cancer, developmental disabilities, and other diseases linked to contaminants in former military sites across the Bering Strait.
We hear over and over, by the time we found out we have cancer, it's too late. We have a cancer crisis. So my goal was to bring women from each of the 16 communities Norton Sound Health Corporation serves to document health concerns.
Vaiwahi of Savunga is the Environmental Health and Justice Program Director for ACAT, the Alaska Community Action on Toxics. At the gathering in Nome, the women began documenting their community's health concerns, and with support from ACAT, they want to present a report to healthcare providers and policymakers to ask for changes.
We wanted to empower the women how to testify, write letters to the editor, because as women, we're the backbones of our communities.
The women raised concerns about a lack of information on toxic sites, a lack of effective communication with healthcare providers, and not having the environmental health threats taken seriously. According to ACAT Executive Director Pam Miller,
there's concern that a lot of this illness might be related to chemical exposures from military contamination, and also this region, because it's in the Arctic, is on the receiving end for global contaminants that move into this area on wind and ocean currents from all over the world.
Military contamination has been a concern for residents on St. Lawrence Island, where two U.S. bases were established during the Cold War. Savunga Health Aide Annie Aloha first started noticing an unusual number of cancers among the people on St. Lawrence Island before dying of cancer herself in 1999. While he says the contaminants are still in the marine mammals that constitute most of the island's residents' traditional diets. While some of the larger battles over eliminating toxins may be years away, there are short-term goals in sight. While he says the gathering concluded with a call to Senator Donnie Olson in Juneau, thanking him for support of the Toxic Free Children's Act, which would eliminate toxic flame retardants from children's products. The group asked Olson to push for an even stronger bill during the legislative session. Olson says he'll continue leveraging his support and may call on the women for testimony.
Well, I think that's exactly what we need. We need people out there that are passionate about the subject, that are knowledgeable, and that go ahead and make their voices known.
Wahi says it can be overwhelming trying to change the business practices of large companies that are producing products with toxins. But now a grandmother herself, she says she sees no choice but to keep fighting for a safer and cleaner future.
We're up against multinational corporations who have no idea. They have no idea what's going on with our people. We have to be the conscience. So that's why we go to miles and miles away to travel to Washington, D.C. We have a right to be at the table for making decisions.
ACAT was founded in 1997 and is composed mostly of women who work for environmental health and justice in Alaska Native communities.